This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden proposed a wide expansion of national government assistance for American children and families on Wednesday evening in his first address to a joint session of Congress. Biden is proposing to pay for the programs with tax increases on the wealthy and corporations. In the rebuttal to the president's speech, Republican Senator Tim Scott said Biden has failed to unite the nation and that his proposals for infrastructure spending and the newly announced package for education and families are pulling the nation further apart. During his televised speech, Biden also highlighted progress in coronavirus vaccinations, but urged people to continue doing what is necessary to beat back the virus that has killed more than 574,000 people in the United States and infected 32 million. Biden also says the United States has to come together to rebuild trust between law enforcement and the people they serve. The president said he wants lawmakers to pass police overhaul legislation by the anniversary of the death of George Floyd. Floyd died last May after a Minneapolis police officer pinned his knee to Floyd's neck. Biden mentioned the legislation in his speech and said the country supports this reform and Congress should act. The House has passed the sweeping overhaul of policing and law enforcement, but it has yet to clear the Senate. Top U.S. infectious disease expert, Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the outdoor mask recommendations by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should motivate people to get vaccinated. The CDC now says fully vaccinated Americans do not need to cover their faces outdoors unless they are in a crowd. This is VOA News. India's death toll from COVID-19 continues to climb, moving past 200,000 on Thursday, putting the South Asian nation fourth in the world behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. Across New Delhi, people are turning to temporary facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremation. International help is starting to get through, though. Medical supplies, including ventilators and oxygen concentrators, are arriving from Britain, with more sent from Australia, Germany, and Ireland. European Union countries introducing their own COVID vaccination certificates would have to grapple with a myriad of disjointed systems if the bloc fails to build a shared one, according to a senior official. The EU is pushing to have a shared digital health pass to allow tourists to travel freely this summer. However, discussions are not yet settled on costs, data, and privacy issues, as well as technical and medical aspects of the new system. Tourism reliant southern EU countries like Spain and Italy are keen to launch the new tool, as soon as possible to help economies that have been mauled by the pandemic. China sent into space the core module of its space station on Thursday morning, kicking off a series of key launch missions that aim to complete the construction of the station by the end of next year. The space station will be a T-shape with the core module at the center and a lab capsule on each side. A Chinese space official said the station is expected to contribute to the peaceful development and utilization of space resources through international cooperation, as well as to enrich technologies and experience for China's future explorations into deeper space. Authorities say at least 7 people were killed, more than a dozen wounded, when a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a vehicle outside a police headquarters in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack. Police say the attacker could have killed more people if he was not stopped. In Colombia, police clashed with thousands of people protesting in the main plaza of downtown Bogota. The violent encounter culminated protests by thousands of Colombians who came out to protest a tax hike by the president, which seeks to recover some $5.4 million. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.